Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This is Ali. I am here with Mulana Muhammad Bey, who is a resident alim of Orlando, Florida, and he is visiting us here in Salt Lake City, Utah, for the holy month of Ramadan. And we will have a brief interview about the topic of Al-Quds. So with your permission, inshallah, let us start. So Mulana Sahib, what is Al-Quds and what is Masjid Al-Aqsa?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Al-Quds is the land of Jerusalem, what is known as today. And this obviously is the cradle in which Allah sent many messages and many a messenger. And Masjid al-Aqsa is a masjid that is built in that place which the Prophet of Allah, when he went to Mi'raj, stopped there to pray there, and thereafter was taken to heaven, according to many of the Mufassirin of the Quran.
Okay. And what is the significance of Al-Quds in Islam?
Historically, Al-Quds, as I mentioned, was the cradle of the message of Allah. Many messengers came there to give the message of Allah to the mankind, and many messengers worked there and gave their sacrifices in that land. And obviously, for in Islam, when Allah had given the order to pray, the first direction of prayer, the first qibla of Islam, was Al-Quds or Baytul Muqaddas, or the land of Jerusalem.
And why is Al-Quds important today?
Obviously, because of the fact that Allah had given the order and made it the first qibla, this is a sign from Allah, and it shows the significance and the sacredness of this land. A land, because many prophets walked on this land and Allah sent His message on this land and many signs were shown in this land. So every Muslim needs to regard it as a sacred, from one of the sha'air of Allah, from one of the signs of Allah, in which Allah says defending the sha'air is an important duty of every Muslim. This is a part of his taqwa, from his heart, shows that he has iman. And hence, you know, for us, it is sacred. And today, when we see that there is oppression in that land and has been usurped by godless people who go against every commandment of God and are oppressing Muslims and making them oppressed in their land, and this, for us, is intolerable. And hence, for us, we need to defend this land that has been made sacred so that the rule of God can be applied in this land.
Sounds good. And why do we have the day of Quds or Yawm al-Quds? What is its importance?
Again, because of the people, because of the oppression that's taking place, and the people that have been oppressed there, and the commandments of God are being oppressed there, and the sacred sites that Allah has given for mankind as signs are being oppressed there. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah An-Nisa, ayat number 75, He says, وَمَا لَكُمْ أَنْ لَا تُقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ. Asking a question, Allah says, what is the matter with you? What is wrong with you that you don't fight in Allah's way and in the way of the oppressed people from amongst the men and the women and children? So to Allah, He has made it clear that struggling in Allah's way and struggling in the way of the oppressed people to eradicate oppression is one and the same thing. And hence, to us, this is a solidarity that we show for the oppressed people of the world, and especially the oppressed people of Palestine.
Now, some people turn this into a sectarian issue, like Shia Sunni, what have you. What do you have to say about this?
This goes beyond any sect of Islam. Allah and His Messenger have made all the Muslims one ummah. And He says in the Quran that we have made you one ummah and one nation. And the Prophet has described this ummah as a body, and that everyone is a part of that body. If one part of the body is aching, then you don't amputate that part. You don't take it off of you. You will find a cure for it. And hence, when we see that one part of the Muslim ummah is being oppressed, then it is a pain for all of us. And anyone who doesn't recognize a Muslim as a part of the ummah really is going against the direct command of Allah and His Messenger. He's going against the direct command of Allah and His Messenger in the fact that they have made us one ummah. Now, we might see that one part of the ummah might not be behaving. We might see that one part of the ummah is in pain. It doesn't mean that we disown them. No, we are part of one ummah. And we will behave that way, and we will act that way, and we will show that we are one. And hence, for us, it is important to understand that what has happening in Palestine is not an issue of Palestinians. It's not an issue of Sunni, it's not an issue of Shia, it is an issue of Muslim. If you believe in Allah and His message and the Messenger and the commandment they have given us, then for us it is important that we stand together as one whenever Islam is being attacked or whenever any part of our body is being attacked.
Now, some people, they'll question the need to protest. You know, they'll say that, why should we come out on the streets and protest? Is it going to free up Al-Aqsa Masjid and put an end to the oppression committed by the Zionist regime on the innocent civilians in Palestine?
Now, obviously, Yom Al-Quds is the day that the last Friday of the month of Ramadan is the day that our late leader, Imam Khomeini, may Allah bless his soul, has told us to make this the day of resistance, the day of solidarity with the oppressed people of Palestine, and to stand up against the oppression and the injustice that is being done to the holy land that is Quds. And now Quds has become a symbol and the battlefield of the fight between the truth and falsehood. Israel has been built on every wrong principle and is built by trampling every principle that God has given us, by trampling the rights of human beings to live, the right to represent themselves, the right to be free and to be independent. They have trampled every God-given right to establish Israel. And if we accept that, then it is a shame not just on Muslims, but on the whole of humanity. If we stand, if every human being wants to stand, if there are human beings who want to stand out there for the rights, the God-given rights of human beings, then they will stand against Israel, because Israel stands for everything that is anti-God. In every religion, whether it is Judaism, whether it is Christianity, whether it is Islam, or whether any other religion, the basic principles of all people are the same. The God-given rights that we have, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, independence, freedom, these are rights that are God-given, and no one can take that away from us. And we will stand to fight for that. And Imam Khomeini asked us to stand, and we will stand on that day of judgment, and we will go out to the world and say that what has happened is unjust, and we stand up against injustice.
So you touched on it being not only an issue for Muslims, but for everybody, but being a human being and also being a Muslim living in North America or in the West, what is our responsibility?
Okay, I will explain to you from the Quran so that You can not only understand it, but also are encouraged by it. In the same ayat that I've mentioned, where Allah mentions about struggling in the path of the oppressed people, He says in the same verse regarding what the oppressed people say and what dua that they make to Allah. He says, يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَجْعَلْنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَجْعَلْنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. So when we look at this ayah, this is the dua that the oppressed people are making. And Allah answers the dua of the oppressed people. What is that dua? He says that they are saying to Allah, Rabbana, our Lord, take us away from this oppressed land and the people who are in it, who are oppressors. The people in this land are oppressing us. Take us away from here. And what duas are they making? They says, وَجْعَلْنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. Send from yourself a guardian, a wali. Send a wali on your behalf. Send someone as a wali, as a guardian. وَجْعَلْنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. And send someone as from yourself as a helper. Meaning they're asking for two things. They're asking for a wali, a guardian, and they're asking for a helper. And when anyone goes to the relief of oppressed people, when anyone stands up for the rights of the oppressed people, now Allah is answering the dua of the oppressed by those who stand up against the oppression in solidarity with the oppressed. And if you stand up and you come out on the street and you raise the flag of justice against injustice and you give a voice to all those oppressed people who don't have a voice, then Allah is saying that you on my behalf are my wali to those people and my helper to those people. If you want to become a wali, a guardian on behalf of Allah, if you want to become a helper on behalf of Allah, then go and oppress the go and help the oppressed people, and you will see that Allah has made you His wali and His helper for those people.
Thank you very much, Mulana Sahab. That was very nice of you to take some time out and answer a few of these questions and shedding some light on this topic. Inshallah, may Allah bless you, and thank you again so much.
Thank you very much. Allah bless you all. Ramadan Kareem. Assalamu alaikum.